Welcome to Worldmaker Radio. It's 7 a.m. today. You are with James Broker and Jess Williams, your favorite columnist.
We have a big news for you today. Donald Trump, the president of the USA, was killed several hours ago. Indeed, he was hospitalized for COVID-19 in one hospital of Washington, D.C. when he was found dead around 3 a.m. The reasons of his death are very mysterious and not clear. An investigation is underway.
Now, we have on the phone Mike Jefferson, the policeman in charge of the investigation. So Mike, what's new?
Hi James and Jess, I can't say a lot of things right now, but after the autopsy, we found out some traces of poison in his blood. We are deploying all our team to find the guilty person.
Are you sure you can say anything else about a possible killer? People want to know a little more about it.
No, I'm so sorry, but I have to keep secret some information.
Thanks for your information, Mr. Mike Jefferson. We are now online with Charlie Madsen, our special correspondent.
James, Jess, am I on?
Yes, you are, and we are listening to you.
Okay, great. I'm in the center of Washington. It's completely crazy. I hope you hear me. People who heard the news have a very different reaction. There is a girl just in front of me. She's crying. Oh my god, are you okay? Do you need some help? Okay, I'm back. Some people scream of happiness and some people are so angry it's almost scary. No one really knows what reaction we need to have.
Indeed, we can tell you that there's a lot of people on you, Charlie. The sound is not very good. May I ask some questions?
Of course, go on.
Is there any rumor about the investigation?
We just had Mike Jefferson on the phone, but he couldn't say much.
Yeah, I'm trying to have some information. I heard that there is some suspect, but I...
What's happening? Charlie, are you okay?
I think we lost the connection. We are doing our best to have Charlie back on the phone.
Oh wait, Mike Jefferson is calling us. Maybe he has some news.
I hope so. He better have a good one.
Yes, of course. I have an exclusive information for you. My partner successfully arrested 4 suspects. They are going to be remanded in custody for at the least the next 24 hours.
So, this confirmed the rumors that Charlie told us before she was cut.
By the way, I see her, she's coming to me.
Great! It's probably because just before you call, she was on the phone with us, but the line cut.
Oh my god, I am so sorry. I'm taking the mic. It's Charlie, by the way. So I was saying before I got pushed by a real man, broke my mic and almost my leg with.
It's okay, keep calm, everything's gonna be alright. You are on the radio.
You can go on, Charlie, what's up?
During this misfortune, I talked with a lot of people and I want to share with you some of the testimonies. They will stay anonymous, of course. First, there is a girl who said, "Oh my god, this is the best day of my life. Tonight, I'm celebrating." And then, a boy, he seems very sad and he said, "I don't know who am I gonna leave now. This is devastating. Rest in peace."
Thank you very much, Charlie. We stay in contact if we need you in the broadcast.
Sorry, Mike. We are now listening to you. Do you have some advice for the inhabitants of Washington? Given that the situation is critical?
Yes, people just have to live normally. Like I said, we arrested 4 suspects. I hope that the guilty person is there. All my team are investigating, yet you know if there is anything new.
Do you understand the fear of the citizen? What we have to do, basically?
Don't panic, stay calm, and if you have any information, call the 911 or go to the police station.
Thank you very much. This is now the end of this broadcast. Don't forget what Mike said, and we will see tomorrow at 7 a.m.
On Worldmaker Radio.
Bye.